I'm Kevin Kelly. The show is Live and Local, your connection to local music and more. A couple of very different performances we're going to promote for you today. Coming up in the later part of the show, the Danville Symphony Orchestra is giving its Broadway Spectacular Concert tomorrow night in Danville. Their two soloists are vocalists Justin Vickers and Judith Blazer. Justin is a Danville native, and Judith is a Broadway veteran. They will both be on the show with us in the later portion of the program. The first part, however, is devoted to a program called Baca Beyond, that's spelled B-A-K-A, which is going to be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the campus of Millikan University in Decatur. They celebrate the culture of the Baca forest people in Cameroon, and they bring the musical aspects and more to the stage. And we have a few of their performers with us to play some live and also we'll hear a couple of samples from a couple of their CDs. That is all on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. That was music by William Grant Still that was based on folk tunes from, in order, Venezuela, Mexico, and Brazil, performed here by members of Sierra Winds on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And this portion of the show is devoted to a program called Baca Beyond. It's going to be presented at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at the campus of Millikan University in Decatur. Tomorrow night at 7:30, and I'm really looking forward to hearing these folks. We've got four people from that ensemble with us. It's not the whole band, so we'll be hearing some samples from them and also some recorded samples to give you an idea of what you're more likely to hear at the event, and then something else from one of their newer records, which is very different too. So we have four members here, and I think I'll say everybody's name right. On a very interesting-looking guitar, Martin Craddock, yes?
Hi, yeah.
Sue Hart, who is going to be singing and doing some percussion.
Hello.
And Ni Tego.
Yes.
Singing and doing some drums. Hello. And Patty Lemercier on the fiddle. And are you also singing?
No.
No, you're going to avoid doing the singing. And also with us is B.J. Warren, who is events coordinator for the College of Fine Arts at Millikan University, and we thank you all for coming in today.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
So you are, according to the Kirkland Fine Arts Center's publicity information, bringing the rich culture of the Baca forest people in Cameroon to the stage. And I have two questions. One is one of curiosity. There is a book that I read many years ago in music school that was called The Forest People. Is it the same people?
It's not. I think that's Richard Turnbull, is it?
I don't remember.
Which
it was a long time
he's
ago.
Talking about the Efe, who are pygmy people from Congo, Zaire.
That could be. It was Green Book, I remember.
Yeah, and now they live very similar ways, and probably they were originally from the same people, because they do have some of the same words even. Although their language is completely different. The Baka live on the border of Congo and Cameroon, mainly in Cameroon. There's some in Gabon, a few in Congo.
Okay, so that was the minor question. The
right,
bigger
okay.
question, and this was Martin Craddock speaking, by the way, is what is it about the Baka forest people in Cameroon that makes you want to celebrate them musically?
Well, their music is so joyful, inclusive. We heard it on a television program, thought, wow, and thought, oh, we've got to go there. and then a series of coincidences made that dream come true, much to my surprise. We went there, stayed with them, played music with them, and I, back in England, the band I was in, Outback, split up. So I just worked on this music a bit, tried to recreate the recordings of jams I'd had with them, just more for my own amusement, really, at the time. But the record company, Hannibal, Joe Boyd's Hannibal Records, picked it up. And suddenly we had money coming in that belonged to the backer, because a lot of the music was theirs. So then we had to go back and play it and give them the money back. And that started this whole long collaboration.
When you said we went there initially, who was
that
we?
Was myself and Sue Hart here next to me, my wife.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was sweet.
But what sent you there? You said you went there having heard a recording.
I saw them on there was a documentary about them on television.
And you felt compelled.
And, well, I mean, you know, you think, oh, I've got to go there. I didn't really think I was going to.
Yeah, most people don't do it.
No,
you did.
Well, Sue found that there was this bursary from the Pitt Rivers Museum in Oxford, where we lived, that was giving away money for people studying pygmies and bushmen. And this money is there every year, and not that many people go there and study pygmies and bushmen. So we wrote to them, said, we're not anthropologists, but we have nonverbal communication skills in that we're musicians, and they paid for us to go, which was very nice of them.
And now we've been going for 18 years, nearly every year, to go and stay with them, because we've become friends with this extended family. And we go and play music, and the money that we took in the form of in a charity, which we called Global Music Exchange. And the women there called it One Heart, because they said, we don't mind what happens with the money as long as we do it with one heart, meaning everyone must agree. And so now they have a music house, a kind of health system, and next is a primary school.
As coming from the money that you
coming
brought.
From what they've decided to use the money for.
And it's money that their music has earned. So, I mean, it's set up as a charity, but really it's money that they've earned, and it rightly belongs to them.
So it's music that you've taken and adapted.
Some of it's recording, like when we did our first album, Spirit of the Forest, that was based on recordings of us jamming with them. So it was, and this is where the band Backer Beyond came from, because we were asked to perform this live. And it's really sort of our interpretation of their interpretation of Makossa and Congolese music that they've heard on the radio. We brought guitars, and there was a couple of guitarists there who could play really well. So that's the start of the band Backer Beyond as well. And that's grown into a sort of multicultural band, because the Backer's music, they're hunter-gatherers, and their lifestyle is really where we all evolved from originally. Not necessarily in a rainforest, but human beings evolved as hunter-gatherers. And so there's something about their lifestyle that is still part of everyone, or from all sorts of different cultures. And their music's the same. Their music is, some of it's very complex, some of it's very simple, but there's elements of it that seem to touch music from all sorts of different cultures. So we found using their basic, most basic rhythms as a core, we can bring in Celtic music, we can bring in different African music, and make it one coherent whole. And that's what Backer Beyond is.
So the band itself is, who are the band?
Well, the band, we've got the four of us here, as you said, Paddy, Nee, Sue, and myself.
So that's France, Ghana, and the UK so far.
And then we have a Congolese bass player, Kibisingo, and a British drummer, Tim Robinson, and another British singer, dancer, Denise Rowe.
And that's the four.
And that's
band.
The seven of us.
And so that's going to have, obviously we're missing just three, but missing bass is kind of a big deal.
It is quite a big deal, yeah. And the drum kits makes quite a difference as well, actually.
But we do have drums in front of us. What are the drums? One is a djembe?
Yes, one is djembe, and one is pan logo drum from Ghana and from Senegal. So the djembe, you get the djembe across Senegal, Guinea, Mali. And then Panlogo drum, which is shaved, the same as congas from Ghana.
We have actually right now at the University of Illinois a drummer from Guinea.
Okay.
Bolokata Konde, anybody you know about. He's visiting faculty here at the World Music Center. and played the djembe for us. He's a wonderful player.
Wow.
So why don't we hear a little sample of what you do have with the group that's here, and you can introduce why you're doing this particular tune, whatever you have decided it's going to be.
Okay, which one should we start with? Should we start with Babaco?
Okay.
This is a tune which is on our latest album, Beyond the Forest, and it's really where the women, the Baka traditional music, the rhythms we found were very similar to Irish slip jigs. And you'll hear a bit of the traditional singing done by Sue, and you'll hear it mixed up with the slip jig.
With a little slip jig.
Yeah.
This is members of the band Baka Beyond, who will be at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center in Decatur on Saturday. They're performing for you live here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Tune, obviously by the name of Babaco. Does that word have meaning?
Yeah, it's a leaf. It's a special leaf. I thought it would be something very cosmic. So I sing these things all through the night with the women, calling the animals, charming the animals to bring them near so that the women have tied up the animals already before the hunters go out. And I thought it would be something very cosmic. And it is a leaf. One of the ladies picked up this leaf and just waved it at me, and they all laughed.
I guess it's a leaf that they use it to healing processes also.
Not even.
it is a very important leaf because they use it. They use it to wrap their food in. They use it to make packages with. Yeah. They use it to roll their cigarettes with. They use it to cook in even. They'll wrap fish in one of these leaves, tie it up, put a little bit of chili that they grow,
piment
in it, and a bit of, and just put it in the fire. Leave it for half an hour and you make this lovely fish casserole.
So it is not just a leaf.
No, and that leaf doesn't burn. It's like you've made yourself a pot. You've found the right leaf. I've tried so many times to find the right leaf and it's quite hard to find, to get the right leaf for
the right
job.
So it's apparently a valuable leaf that somehow prompted this kind of joyful sounding song. Mm-hmm. Although, how many of the songs that you do aren't joyful sounding?
We don't really do miserable.
Yeah.
Very well.
Yeah, we spoke to the head of Real World once, and then he said, "Oh, we don't do happy music." I thought, "Oh, that's why you won't want us on Real World." I thought, well, that's right.
But
we do happy music, and we're trying to get happy is cool.
Well, I was thinking too that whenever I've heard traditional music of any kind or fusion music based on African music, I can't recall hearing any that wasn't somehow at least sounding happy. Whether it meant to be, I don't know, but that it always seems to be.
I mean, we got a song in a song which, the woman want to charm the prince, and unfortunately she didn't get through, so that's a sad tune also that sometimes we play.
We'll play you that later.
That's true.
Like.
That's as sad as we can get.
We do some pretty miserable songs, actually, but that's the words, and the words are in Gaelic or something, so that.
Well, then you've skewed the whole thing because that's the Gaelic sadness.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
It's a kind of happy sad, though. It's essential, heartrendingly. It's essential.
Well, I'm also thinking too. The drummer I mentioned earlier, who's on the University of Illinois campus, Bolo Kadakondi, he said that his job as a drummer and the musicians he works with in Guinea is to make people happy.
Well, I see that.
That was his job.
Yeah, I think that.
I was just watching you knee at the drums. You look absolutely ecstatic while you're playing. what is it about drumming that does that?
And I guess, drumming have a lot of spirit behind it in terms of even the skin that we play. We put on the wood, the animal sacrifice himself, for us to have it to play. So going, playing it, I just go into it, I can't describe it, but it's a feel that, it's beautiful.
Well, that's how it looks. I mean, that's how it looks. I mean, I'm privileged to be sitting here with you all in the studio. And if you're just tuning in, this is Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and I'm sitting with four members of the band Baka Beyond, representing the music and culture of the Baka Forest people in Cameroon. Although none of you is from Cameroon.
No. Well, that's why it's beyond. We're beyond the forest, you see.
Baka Beyond. The fiddler here is Paddy Le Mercier. You're from France.
Yes, I'm from France. From Brittany.
From Brittany, and I would have guessed from, I guess they call you Paddy, and you actually look like you could be Irish, so it all seems to work out.
No, it's because I've been quite a lot in Ireland, and my name is Patrick, in fact, and so in Ireland it's Paddy, the diminutive is Paddy.
And how did
and
you
so
get...
so many people call me Paddy, and now I'm Paddy.
Sure.
So that's I didn't ask for it, but... It's like that.
That's the way it is.
Yeah.
Just deal with it, right? How did you get connected to this movement, this band?
I met Martin a long time ago in Oxford, in a pub, I think. Yeah. Bolingdon Arms.
Where all worlds meet, right?
And we played since that moment until now together.
It's and actually BJ Warren is the events coordinator for the College of Fine Arts at Millikan University Decatur. How did you find out about this group? If you're the one that found out about it, and how did they, what appealed to you to bring them to Kirkland?
Well, at Kirkland, our goal is to always challenge our audiences and to engage them in new groups and activities. And our patron relations manager, Jan Trauber, actually attended a conference where their manager was promoting the group. She brought the CD and the video back and said, "You guys have to watch this." She showed the director, Barry Pearson, and myself and said, "I love this group. They're energetic. They want to make you get up and dance." And one of the things at the hall we're trying to do is break that stereotypical view that you have to sit in your seats and you can't engage in the performance. And we felt that Baka Beyond was a perfect way to kick off our season because they claimed that they can get people to get up and move. So we're hoping that that claim will follow through.
Well, it did work yesterday. We had 600 children and they were just like leaping popcorn by the end.
Where was this?
That was in the Kirkland Center itself.
Oh, that's right. You did this session with the kids yesterday. I forgot you had mentioned that in advance to me. We couldn't arrange this in advance, so we could have sort of promoted that, but maybe that was already arranged anyway. The Baka Beyond performing tomorrow night at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center at 7:30. The website, can they get tickets off the website?
They sure can, 24/7.
Just go to millikan.edu and you'll find the Kirkland button on there somewhere.
Correct.
It's as easy as any way to do it. The broadcast today on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Sea Boat, featuring a southern style of cooking walleye and catfish, chicken, shrimp, sandwiches, and more. Available for dine-in and carry-out, the Sea Boat 402 West Kirby, across from Jerry's IGA in Champaign. Catering services are available at 355-9933. Another concert that is tomorrow night in Danville is the Danville Symphony's Broadway Spectacular Program, and we're going to have, in the later portion of today's show, the two featured vocalists from that program. Judith Blazer and Justin Vickers will be with us in a little while, but we have some more time to spend with the members of Baka Beyond. You want to play us another tune, or do we want to hear maybe a representation of the full band of off of CD?
Whichever you like. Should we hear a track off the CD?
Sure.
Or do you,
Let's go ahead and do that. Not the newer one.
Okay, this is a track, Boule Boule. This is off our last studio album with the full band, which is called The Rhythm Tree.
Okay.
And the track's Boule Boule, which is a Baka dance.
All right, great.
Which will teach the people, if they come to the gig on Saturday, guarantee that we could get everybody dancing the Boule Boule.
Okay, so BJ, you and I are sitting here, and we're the test dummies here. See what happens. Of course, if we do it, then it'll be all kinds of thumping in the studio.
It won't be too scary for the people if they come on Saturday. We'll be very gentle.
Yeah, there you go. So Baka Beyond, the full band on the recording here, the tune's called Boule Boule on Live and Local on FM 90.9. tune called Boule Boule, performed by the Baka Beyond Band. You just call yourselves Baka Beyond, not the Baka Beyond Band, right?
Yeah, that's what we call ourselves.
But it is essentially a band. You heard it on Live and Local on FM 90.9. They're performing tomorrow night in Decatur, the Kirkland Fine Arts Center. And the four of their members are here with us right now, Martin Craddock and Sue Hart of Britain, Ni Tego of, I just forgot, where are you from?
Ghana.
Ghana, thank you very much. And Patty Lemercier from France. And we've got a couple of other live tunes we want to do since we do have them in the studio. Sue, I'm curious. You have notes there. Are they relevant to all of this? Or are you just studying something?
They're relevant. We're just deciding which song to play by looking through our notes.
No, I was just curious. When I when I first heard clips on your website without seeing video, I didn't see video initially. And then I went to see the video. I was rather shocked that the women singing were Lily White. But it sounded very much like African singing that I have heard. How did you learn that particular technique? Did you find it difficult, challenging, easy?
It's not easy, but I loved it so much from before I ever went to the forest. It just really struck a chord, and I had to go to the forest to find it. And that's what we said when we got there. We heard your music and we had to find you, because it's so powerful. And then it's a matter of listening, and the Baka are the best listeners in the world. They live in a rainforest, so there's massive trees everywhere. You can't see far, but you can hear far. Mm. And that is the main sense that keeps them alive, keeps their community strong, keeps them playing music so well together. It's incredible how well they listen. But if we'd been born Baka in a rainforest, we would do the same.
And so you had to go and listen in order to pick up this technique.
I've listened a long time, but now they've said, okay, right, off you go. You can sing it.
You have license,
there.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's hear the next sample from Baka Beyond here on Live and Local.
Okay, we'll do a really miserable song about unrequited love.
But there will be some Baka rainforest singing mixed into it.
Okay.
Speak and girl, it goes.
following.
Baka Beyond, four members of the band here on Live and Local on FM 90.9, performing tomorrow night at in Decatur, 7:30. Do what appear to me anyway to be wordless vocalizations. Do they have meaning?
These are wordless. These are the songs that just call the animals. They don't have words, but a lot of other Baka songs have words. I think we might play one, which is a Baka song, and it's saying, let's go out and party and dance and sing together, even if you're with the person you've been divorced from. That's going to be our next song.
Oh, that's what it specifically says?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Lots of their songs about relationships, love,
same
hunting.
Same as everyone else.
You know.
Sure, well, people are people wherever people are, exactly. I guess. Which I guess speaks to your whole point here,
yeah,
of doing this to a degree, obviously, is to take someone else's culture that you have loved and celebrate it, and maybe one of the best ways to celebrate it is to absorb it.
And yeah. And also, these are very poor people, and it's a difficult situation. The forest is being used for logging, used for safari, used for different things. So it's hard for them to have respect in their country and have help. So the music is going back to help them. So it's a kind of fair trade of music. As people fair trade coffee, we're fair trading music and putting royalties back to do things that they need.
Oh, I actually really like that analogy. I mean, that's great. There's dancing at the show?
There's lots of dancing. Denise is a fantastic dancer.
And she is?
She's dancer and singer with the band.
And she's from where?
Well, she's from the Midlands in England.
Okay.
Her father's from Jamaica and her mother's English.
So we're really coming from all over.
We are coming from all over the place.
There was one, we're not going to get to do this, because we were hoping to have a little time to do something from your new CD, which we can now at least mention if anybody wants to go check it out, where you had multi-tracked some vocalizations and it ended up sounding like a bit like a reggae song.
Well, I replaced the vocal lines of some of the lines the women were singing with an instrument, so absolutely copied note for note. A vocal line, put it to bass, another one put to guitar, and then kept the same rhythm that the women was playing on a pot, put it on the hi-hat. All I had to do was add sort of
and there you
on
have.
The guitar. I didn't actually do that because I thought that'd be too obvious, but the whole rhythm was reggae, and it was quite a surprise to me.
And was that kind of an influence of her background, or not necessarily?
No, it couldn't possibly. No, this was totally traditional music from the rainforest. When they did it, it didn't sound like reggae at all, but you find the melodies within it and put them together, and it just came out once it was put to instruments. But then, although I don't think many pygmy people were taken as slaves at the slave time, but their music was renowned throughout Africa. And they're renowned as great musicians and dancers, and they would have been in the courts of the Congolese kingdoms in the forest, because there were incredible civilizations there before the white man came along, before Stanley went and took his Gatling gun to them.
Yeah.
So that music would have influenced the music that came from there. So who knows? Maybe the roots of reggae is in the rainforest. You can hear clips of the new album at our website.
Which is?
www.baka.co.uk
baka.co.uk
That's right.
And we will have the albums at the gig.
Of
and
course.
That new album is called Baka Beyond the Forest.
And it's officially out next week.
It's officially out in America on Tuesday. It's been out in Europe.
So people can get their advance copies on Saturday at the concert.
Yeah, very exciting. We'll even sign them.
Oh, well, good. Well, let's have, since we have you in the studio, let's have another live one. This is the Baka Beyond ensemble, part of them,
so
performing tomorrow night.
Shall we do the Happy Divorce song for you?
That's what you said you were going to do, so you better had.
Yele apana yele awanye awe abaka
Now that was a dancing tune for me. That was a great one to end with. Thank you all very much for coming in, Martin Craddock and Martin Craddock and Sue Hart of England, and Ni Tego of Ghana, and Patty Lemercier of France. Just four of the seven members of Baka Beyond, all of them playing tomorrow night at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the campus of Millikan University in Decatur. The concert starts at 7:30. Tickets available at the door. Go to millikan.edu. And to find the Kirkland button, which should be pretty close there. B.J. Warren, who is events coordinator for the College of Fine Arts, brought them over here, and we appreciate very much your doing that.
Thank you for having us.
This is it's been a great 40 minutes. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In just a moment, we have Justin Vickers and Judith Blazer performing tomorrow night with the Danville Symphony Orchestra in Danville, a program called Broadway Spectacular. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Music by Georg Philipp Telemann to make our transition from Cameroon to Broadway as we have a conversation with the two vocalists for the Danville Symphony's Broadway Spectacular, which is tomorrow night at 7:30, I believe, at the Danville High School Auditorium. And I usually have a calendar at this moment, but we're a little behind. We're going to forego the calendar and go right to our conversation. After I do tell you that our programs today made possible by Parkland Art Gallery at Parkland College, seeking to expand appreciation of various art forms, promote the development of artists' talent, and encourage aesthetic awareness. The gallery's exhibitions and educational programs are offered free of charge to the public. Justin Vickers is a Danville native. Judith Blazer is, I don't know where Judith Blazer is from, but they're both with us in the studio here to talk a little bit about, and we'll hear a couple of samples of the songs they're going to be doing on the Broadway Spectacular tomorrow night in Danville. Thank you both for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Where are you from, Judith?
Venus. No, actually.
Makes me from Mars, I suppose.
I'm from New York City.
And you've done a lot of stuff on Broadway.
Give
us some highlights.
My first show on Broadway was Me and My Girl, which was a show that played in England and then was a big hit on Broadway for about 5-6 years. And I did Titanic, Neil Simon play, 45 Seconds from Broadway.
So not exclusively musicals, obviously.
No, not exclusively musicals.
How did you land on this concert with the Danville Symphony?
Mr. Justin Vickers.
Aha, sitting right next to you. Mr. Justin Vickers, you are from Danville, but you have spent a lot of time in New York, to say the least. And how did you encounter Ms. Judith Blazer?
Well, I think it was in 2005 or 6, we did the Broadway Musical Theater Festival. And we were doing a play, a musical actually, a new piece called The Seagull by a Russian composer named Alexander Zhurban. And Judy played my mother, Arkadna.
It was the Chekhov Seagull. Musicalized,
And she played my mom. And we discovered that we certainly knew each other in a past life. We became just fast friends. And this chance to perform together here in Danville presented itself. Jeremy said, "Can you bring one of your friends from New York?" I said, "There's nobody else."
Aww, there's nobody else. Like that. Yeah.
Well, it's great that you're able to come here and have that connection. Connections can mean everything.
Oh, yeah. It's delightful. I'm having fun so far, and I can't wait to this first night tonight to see the hall for me where Justin performed in his high school days.
Yeah, it's a beautiful space, actually.
Mm-hmm. It is a very pretty space.
Visually beautiful space. So you haven't rehearsed yet with the orchestra?
Tonight.
So tonight is the big deal.
Right.
And then probably tomorrow in the morning or something?
In the afternoon.
In the afternoon.
Yeah, it's a quick...
And then you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Did Jeremy Swirling, who's the conductor of the Danville Symphony, did he choose the tunes? Did you choose the tunes collaboratively, or how did you come up with the mix?
Yeah, it was really collaborative. We had a pretty clean slate. And Jeremy asked us what we'd like to do, so we threw a bunch of music out there.
I see that. I've got the list in front of me.
Well, we threw much more than that out there and then sort of culled.
Mm-hmm. Because the symphony is playing some excerpts as well, so it was a question of what fit together in terms of what they're playing and how we could alternate, you know, symphonic number, vocal number, symphonic number, other vocal number, so on.
Here's a sample of one of the vocal numbers that I imagine many people will know.
Mr. Flynn, His Honor is here.
Oh, Billy, I'm scared.
Roxy, you got nothing to worry about. It's all a circus, kid, a three-ring circus. These trials, the whole world, all show business. But, kid, you're working with a star, the biggest.
Give them the old razzle-dazzle, rather em. How can they see with sequins in their eyes? What if your hinges all are rusting? What if, in fact, you're just disgusting? Razzle dazzle them, and they'll never catch wise.
That's a Razzle Dazzle from Chicago featuring James Naughton in the role of. What is that role?
Billy Flynn.
Right. Billy Flynn. And Judy, you were just saying that you know this guy and are familiar with this production.
I've worked with him. I've worked with his son. And Leslie Stifelman is the conductor. And she's now the conductor. Rob Fisher was the original conductor and is also a friend. We're a small group
people
on Broadway.
There's only so many Broadway theaters, and I guess people cross from stage to stage, depending on what the show is. Mm-hmm. How did you end up doing what you're doing?
That's a good question. My parents are both musicians. My father's deceased, my mother's 92, but they were singers in the classical field. So I was raised with music. And at a certain point, I loved acting. I wanted to make a switch. And a fella I was seeing at the time when I got out of Manhattan School of Music said, "It's just great. You go in for a Broadway audition. You only have to sing 16 bars, and you get to pick what character you're right for and the breakdowns." And I thought, gee, that sounds nifty. So I started pursuing it. And lo and behold, my first equity gig was the Fantastics on Sullivan Street. And then it just sort of was a role after that.
Once they snag you, if they like you, you're in.
Yeah, times have changed, of course. You know, the industry has changed. I live in Manhattan, and, you know, it just seemed the right thing to do. I started out in opera and recital, which is what, you know, Justin is also steeped in, trained in. So it's a good background to have when you're doing Broadway material.
Yeah, well, and Justin, you're back at the University of Illinois, having gotten your master's here previously.
No, I did my bachelor's here.
You did your bachelor's
here.
As a
pup, yeah.
And now you're back doing the doctorate.
Doing the doctorate, yeah.
In vocal performance. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
And great to have you on stage in some productions. And, of course, Danville has had you back now. This is the second time in maybe 3 years?
Yeah, the last one was primarily opera. It was primarily opera performance.
A little operetta.
Yeah, some operetta.
With Ronald Hedlund and Kay Welch were on that program.
That's right.
Which was a lot of fun. I actually was able to see that one. And you are doing some things individually, including Willkommen from Cabaret, Justin. And of course, you're doing Razzle Dazzle.
Open the Night,
Willkommen. Sure. That seems like a good one. Company is a show represented. My Fair Lady, one of my favorites. Les Mis, Gypsy, the Connecticut Yankee. I didn't even know that was a musical, but I guess that's. Are you doing that one together?
Yeah. That's Rodgers and Hart.
And then you're doing this one together, which is also, I think, always a favorite show for many people.
Why do they think up stories that link my name with you?
Why do the neighbors chatter all day behind their doors?
I know a way to prove what they say is crop bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much. Don't laugh at my jokes.
That's from Oklahoma. People will say we're in love with Virginia Haskins and Nelson Eddy in a studio recording of that. And I'm going to ask Justin to repeat what he just said while we were listening to that regarding radio.
It just conjures the old days when you imagine a family sitting around a radio and that's the sole source of entertainment, just listening to these beautiful voices and back before there was television and internet and Game Boys.
All those horrible things.
All those things that pull families apart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it seems. Well, and I mean, just the fact that doing a Broadway spectacular as you're doing tomorrow with the Danville Symphony always brings people in, I think, says something about how much people need this kind of thing instead of that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. You know,
that kind of thing can be all fill in the blank with any number of things. So that is a sample of what you're doing together tomorrow night with the Danville Symphony Orchestra. I wish we had more time. I wish we had a piano here. We could get you both to sing.
Well, people will just have to come to the concert, won't they?
Yeah, well, that is the idea, isn't it? Uh-huh. Do you have a favorite song, Judy, that's on the program?
Wow, do I have a favorite song that's on the Well, I do, actually. I do. There's a duet with Justin that is my favorite, and that's Class, and it's also from Chicago, show Chicago. I think that's my favorite.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
That is such a kick butt show. I had to be careful how I was going to phrase that. I haven't seen it on stage, but I've seen the movie version, which I understand
Rob Marshall,
is
yeah.
basically
yeah,
the
Robbie
same
did
music.
Yeah, right by that show and that film too.
Yeah. So I think people in Danville are going to have a great time tomorrow.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Appreciate your taking the time to come over here. And what should we go out on here? It just occurred to me. I don't have any going out music that we came up. Well, why not the overture to Chicago?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Since I've got it on the CD, I have to just click it up here, track one, and that'll be accompaniment for the weather forecast. And then after weather, we've got news headlines. And after that, classical music for you on This Is Live and Local on FM 90.9. My guest this portion of the program, tenor Justin Vickers. You consider yourself a soprano?
Sure, why
Judy?
Not?
Why not? Singer Judy Blazer.
There you go.
Both performing with the Danville Symphony tomorrow night, 7:30 at Danville High School Auditorium. And we get to listen to him speak for a little bit. Our program today made possible in part by 10,000 Villages in downtown Champaign, providing income to artisans in developing countries by marketing their handicrafts and telling their stories in North America. This afternoon, mostly cloudy, windy, and cool, with a high temperature of 58. Tonight, cloudy with occasional showers. The low, 45. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a few showers. The high, 57. And Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high around 64. Currently 57 degrees. This is WYLL FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. Have a great weekend. Thank you.